Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission.
Hey, welcome to the Blueprint Akash energy update for the Half Moon Gateway. So the new moon gateway just gone. We open to the divine template that's activating in our blueprints now as a kind of a golden quality, infusing our field and consciousness with the divine remembering of wholeness, giving us a supported opportunity to apply this inner remembering, which is a vibratory remembering, not a mental remembering, to apply this inner remembering somewhere very specific or general in our lives. And the new moon gateway just gone, the template that opened, we were opening to a tremendous expansion in the heart, dissolving internal conflict in how we relate to others, so we can relate from a vibration of wholer love, humanly reflecting more of our divine qualities in our close and community relationships. And this was inviting us, in fact, promoting us to consciously clear the grief that was naturally rising up to vibrate its way out of our fields. And I spoke a lot about that in the last update, and this continues to be highly supported throughout this month, allowing grief to be there, allowing grief to move, meeting grief as a vibration that's rising up and moving out of the field. We collectively manifested a global situation that would gain global media attention as an efficient and a very effective way of triggering this grief in all of us. And although we may be having our own individual prompts and triggers, if we recognize that grief is moving, it's because joy is on its way in. Joy is the expansive energy behind the constriction that's being pushed to the surface. What's pushing grief to the surface? It's the expansive energy emerging now. So when a gateway opens and a divine template in the DNA of consciousness opens us to that remembering of oneness somewhere within our fields of consciousness. And we are multidimensional beings, human, divine, multidimensional beings, and a gateway opens. And the vibratory activity of wholeness, remembering wholeness, that's what the divine is, the harmony of interconnectedness, of remembering the self within the whole. This resonates in our field somewhere specific, somewhere as an activity. And there's a vibration of wholeness remembering, usually somewhere general or very specific. So that's inviting us to, when this happens, it will push dissonance to the surface. It will push past life memories, trapped trauma, things in the body, constrictive emotions, old belief patterns, the lot. Like this all gets pushed to the surface. And when things are being pushed to the surface in a very intense way, it's so natural to go with what's rising to the surface, to put our attention in that, because it's manifesting, or triggers are manifesting, and that can feel more real. And it takes a conscious effort of will to make the intention and the choice to align with what's coming up behind what's being pushed to the surface. What's the expansive quality that's causing all these constrictions to rise up? And there's always that invitation to drop into the divine. Apparently, you agree. And if we take that opportunity, and it can be really challenging to do this, that's why we help each other, we talk things through, we share our feelings. If we take the opportunity to do this, then just want to get rid of something there that's not welcome here. There we go. Good. Right. So if we take the opportunity to do this and help each other to do this, so when we're being negative or when we're being caught up in the doom projections or the fear stories or the dissonance feels more real, and we help each other remember that, hey, this can help us heal. It's a symptom that we are healing. It's a symptom of what's being pushed to the surface. And asking that really important question, why is this being pushed to the surface? What's the beautiful divine quality resonating in my field and the collective field now, the global field of consciousness now, that's bringing these vibrations up to be healed? So the new moon gateway just gone, which kind of sets the theme for the whole lunar phase, new moon to full moon, was bringing this beautiful quality of remembering how love relates to itself as love into our close relationships and our community relationships. And very specifically, there's like a more specific note, which was, this connects to an energetic dimensional opening, which I'll talk more about in a bit. But more specifically, there's a quality of allowing physical support to, there's a tremendous energy I've noticed around this of things cracking. When there's an expansion, and there's an expansion happening now, it's almost like there's a shell around that, around our, this is where we're at, this is as expanded as we are, there's a structure that supports us being that expanded. And then when we expand beyond where we've been, the structure that's supported us to be as expanded as we were has to crack, it has to break, and it has to dissolve. Now, the energy of the half moon gateway is the energy of earth expansion. And there is expansion happening, and what's expanding is expansion itself. And so there is, and the expansion is taking place. It's love, the theme is love relating to itself lovingly, so us relating to each other more lovingly from the heart. There's expansion happening in the heart. So there can be a lot of energy and constrictions moving around the heart, but also connected to things going on in the body, things going on in the head. When this structure starts to break, it generates a kind of fear of, oh my gosh, my support structures are cracking. Cracks are appearing in my support structures. Things are breaking. And that can create a fear. When we're in fear, we're much more likely to go into the head. And as long as we're in the head processing our fear, we're actually not letting the healing happen. The vibrations that want to move out, grief that wants to move, for example, in this lunar phase, when we go into our head and stay with the fear and try and process it from there, the grief doesn't get to move. It doesn't get to vibrate out. And the way to unlock that, because it's very hard to think our way back into our heart, one of the ways to unlock that is to drop ourselves back into the body and be really physical while we're feeling, while we have what we're afraid of in our focus, and to move, to allow ourselves to move, whether we're walking, whether we're dancing, whether we're moving expressively, whether we're doing things around the house and home or out and about, but to allow ourselves to move and allow the body to move its fear and to bring our attention back into our body, into our feet, into our hips, into our root, into our chest, and into our breath. Not to achieve anything with this, but just to have our attention there. So bringing it back to the divine templates opening in our collective human blueprints now, when this template opens, a part of us experiences a kind of reunion. That wholeness, that coming homeness. And when reunion happens anywhere in us, a part of us that has been experiencing itself as separate from the whole is re-experiencing itself as one within the whole, as reconnected. When reunion of any kind happens, grief at its absence arises. Finally safe enough in a field of love to be able to clear old trauma from the system. So the reunion that's happening now is love remembering vibrationally what it's like to relate to itself lovingly. And this is happening within us at a vibratory level. And just as the internal healing of the conflict energy is supported to clear from our feeling, our fields of consciousness. So again, when reunion happens, what arises is the memory of not being in union. Well, what's the memory of not being in union? The memory is of being in conflict. So what is arising to clear from our fields at the moment is a lot of grief, having missed that sense of being whole and one, and trauma stored from conflict. And it's kind of these things are moving together, but they're clearing from the physical field. That's why I say, well, as long as we're in our heads and in fear, we're not shifting what's trying to leave. We're just delaying the process. So ownership of our own process is the part we can play in healing the collective situation. As individual cells within a body of humanity, taking responsibility for their part and prioritizing acting in health, wholeness, and being self-healing. So focusing on the situation and energizing the fear projections around it makes it more real, prolongs its activity, and it counters the healing resolution that could be happening. So what we're really being asked for the first half from the new moon to the half moon is to honor our grief and to allow it to be. At the half moon, what we get is with the half moon, you get everything is equally possible. There are things leaving and there are things coming in. And we can make a conscious choice of what are we going to align with. So the constrictions are leaving, but the expansion behind them is coming in. So what's expanding this month is expansion itself. In this full moon is always, or the half moon rather, is always a time to make a choice in what we're going to align with. Things go either way in our reality. Whatever we choose to align with, we're going to experience more of, we're going to energize, we're going to manifest from that place. So that's why I say going into our head and manifesting and being in fear, then that's what we're going to energize. We're going to energize the manifestations that keep us processing in here, and it's a slow way to process. So the old is leaving, the new is coming in, and what are we going to align with, energize, invite more of into our experience? So joy is what's released with the transformation of grief as we own that old energy leaving and allow it to move. And this half moon, that's why I say moving the body, is so helpful. And this half moon gateway, we can align the expansion that's happening in the heart by dropping into the pores, the breath, the silence, and allowing spaciousness to bring peace, to reset what we're energizing in our experience individually and, of course, collectively for the rest of this month, this lunar month. What emerges when grief heals is joy, and joy is an engine for expansion. And, of course, what's expanding this month is expansion itself in how we're allowing ourselves to be supported, but also in a physical, practical way. But also what's expanding is our capacity to lovingly relate to others. And that place of lovingly relating to others always touches upon that beautiful hidden truth, that subterranean truth, and the part of the soul that recognizes soul, of consciousness that recognizes consciousness, of the I that knows itself as the I am that knows when it looks into the eyes of another, it's seeing itself, it's seeing consciousness that there is actually no other. So that's the update for now. I'm going to bring through a meditation, but I am going to offer our anchoring mantras for the meditation that can help us work with this at the moment, to come down on the side of joy and expansion, which will really help us with any more grief that's left to move still for the other half of this month. So the anchoring mantras for meditation were, for example, I align with the truth of who I am and allow this to be what expands. I celebrate the expansion I receive with love in my body, peace in my mind, joy in my heart. I celebrate what's leaving and give thanks as it does, honoring all I feel as it passes. I choose to be with what's new by aligning with my highest truth here and now. Love opens my heart. So I align with the truth of who I am and allow this to be what expands. That's what came through. I'm just going to say a few pieces now on the energetic. So that's the coming down on the side of awareness, coming down on the side of energy. What there has been, and say the template's activating this, the beginning of this lunar phase were the, taking us back to a time in ancient Egypt of when things were closed down. There is a dimensional opening in our energy fields. It's just, and that it's, and just see how to best explain this. What are the words that come to? The reality itself. Is changing. After a long period of supporting, there's a physical dimension of reality that's changing. After a long period of supporting the physical experience of being separate, there is a degree which is dissolving its sense of separation, supporting a more physical experience, more vibratory, more resonational. Physical experience of being a body in wholeness within its physical environment. Now, this is not just a template. This is a template. It's a very special template. It's a dimensional template. It's where a dimension of reality opens up within our blueprints, within our fields of consciousness. I spoke a bit about this in the new moon update. And it's wonderful when we have that reconnectivity opening up within our energetic fields. There are, and it's very much the dragon energy, that first degree of separation within Gaia, the creation alchemy within Gaia. Gaia and dragons and in the dragon energy, and then go on and on through the degrees and dimensions of elemental consciousness within the planet, but within our blueprints, the dragon energy brings a foundation that keep us stable. The thing, the foundations, which are the basic forces in the alchemy of creation, like the major elements, they correspond to major elemental forces in creation. And within us, deep within our alchemy, is this, and it follows on from the last lunar phase where there was this opening of a tree of life in the fields and the physical dimensions with the roots all the way down into the dragon realms, where the four elements were just forces in flow. And the branches all the way up into the higher stratosphere of the earth, where the elements have form and shape and activities that are defined. Earth, air, wind, fire, earth, air, water, fire, even. And after the last lunar phase, where we put our roots down and extended our branches up, collectively speaking, so what was activating in the field. There's been this invitation to walk. That's what I've experienced personally, an invitation to walk. step by tiny step. From the old reality, a physical vibration of 3D separation, you might say, but a physical vibration of separation paradigm, duality paradigm, into a new reality where there's an extra degree of physical unity, of being one with the elementals, being one within a physical environment of made things. So this is not the earth energies behind the sea. This is what we're transforming, and what's being transformed is how we're relating to things, physical matter, things that are made. And this sense of made things being not consciousness, being distanced, being separate, dead and inanimate, is actually not a complete truth, and is in a process of transformation. And it's not that the I can speak about what's happening to things themselves, but more that our perception of things in our field of awareness and our relationship to made things in our field of awareness is undergoing that same reset that's happening everywhere else in consciousness, as that recognition that there's nothing in existence that isn't also consciousness acting at a vibratory level. And it could be a very dense vibratory level, but nonetheless, it's a vibratory activity in its own consciousness. Everything is made of consciousness. Nothing is foreign or alien to this, to consciousness. It doesn't come in from some unknown outside place. And it's our perception and relationship to made things in our field of awareness. That's our domain of consciousness. That's a whole field and a whole dimension of consciousness. And the reset is happening there. It's very abstract, this, if you try to follow it too hard, but you know, just take what lands and resonates, I would suggest. And this isn't a switch on, switch off thing. How could it be? This is a dissolving by degrees how we relate to what's in our field of awareness. And one of the beautiful alchemies of, I would say, reunion, resonating with that wholeness awareness of, oh, I am actually connected with, breathing with everything in my field of awareness. It is also consciousness. My perception is always a dialogue with consciousness reflecting back to me. How can that happen? How can my landscape of physical things be a dialogue with consciousness reflecting back to me? My higher self, love itself, the I am that I am, dialoguing this human perception, one seeing out of these eyes. How can that possibly be unless my perception is my field of consciousness? Perhaps not as separate as I thought I was. So it's my experience of this has been that it's just very, very strong. And of course, that it's prompting lots of physical activity, activity on the physical plane that requires attention. And I'm just going to, it just feels like it all comes, I'm just going to say, it all comes back down to relating to everything lovingly and allowing grief to rise up. It's, yes, but there's that specific dimension of made things, healing a story of how these made things that support us physically, like a chair supports us. We sit on a chair, it supports the body. The floor supports us in a building. The building supports us. A fence stops us from falling over. Do you see real physical, symbolic, simple things? Made things supporting the body. There's a healing happening in the collective now that I keep, it's so strong. Just a very subtle, another degree of vibratory activity of letting go of a story of made things being alien or unsupportive or constrictive, of structures being something that constricts, and actually instead being things that can support. So I don't want to go too much into that because it does get very vague, very abstract. So I'm going to drop off there. But this dimensional reactivation is something that it's a dimension within the energy field that's been asleep since the time of Egypt, which Egypt civilization, but since the times of Egypt, when it's like it was closed down in the energy field, reduced to a point of singularity, closed down, and now it's opening up. And this is a lot to integrate. This is why I say it's so supportive to drop into silence, peace, the pause, and to reintroduce that pause into our doingness, especially at intense gateways, intense energy gateways. I would say that half moon, full moon, and new moon are energy gateways, but they're not the only ones. Of course, we know that. And when we feel that need to sleep more, rest more, eat less, eat more, eat this, don't eat that, really listening to the messages coming through our body at the moment, because this is where consciousness is really amplifying what it has to say to us. And that's been my perception, my experience. It's just an angle. And I hope, you know, you take from that whatever fits, whatever doesn't, to let that go. I'm just going to feel into whether there's anything else that could be useful to mention at this moment. Feels like there is something. So there might actually be a message. Let me just check. Yeah, there is. All right. Okay. So there's a message. And as this comes through and as I prepare, I just suggest bringing attention inwardly, dropping into the heart center, staying with the sensations in the body, like the sensations of the breath, and recognizing, registering your own responses, feeling responses, rather than putting words to mentally now. Beloveds, you have journeyed far and come a long way into the barren, bleak landscape of isolation, separation, distance between you and objects, between one another, learning and mastering the learning of how to relate to each other as not self. How to witness, how to reflect, how to mirror, how to perceive the absolute apex of oppositeness to the heart of the truth that's being vibrationally remembered within you all at this time by degrees. You are ending your sense of separation from within by degree. So, of course, how could it be any other way? Your landscape and everything you perceive as physical objects are, of course, going to dissolve. Are going to enter into the exact same process that has been taking place collectively within you all. Internally, your external environment is going to reflect what happens internally. You know this. This is a given. But to physically be with the embodied experience of a physical landscape, losing its vibratory activity of isolation and separation by degree, is a held, graceful process supported on all levels, from all directions. For you know, as we keep saying, that all of everything is consciousness in different vibratory states. This is where you continue to cease knowing this intellectually, and evolve continually to know this vibrationally, allowing it to affect your state, to change your state. And as your state changes, all of everything is responsive to you. Your universe extends way beyond the spectrum of perception that is open to you in a human five senses sense capacity. Awareness can easily expand into the length and breadth of its vastness of itself, the measureless depth of vastness. Awareness is at home and happy here. But the human senses have to expand their capacity to integrate what awareness is comfortable with by degrees, in a way that is loving, harmonious, gentle, as kind as possible, divinely supported. And the expansion is governed not only by your individual capacity, as that continues to expand, but by your collective shared, unified expansion. As this is anchored, expansions in awareness are anchored by a sufficient number of people having an expansion to a sufficient degree. That is what anchors your expansion. And beloveds, you are the structures that hold you stable in your continued expansion must also expand. And the very nature of the structures, of how these structures come to be, is going through a reset, a reformation from a structure evolving within a duality paradigm, 3D, where it is something that is imposed upon the fabric and nature of reality. To something that evolves responsively to the nature of what is expanding, to support in answer to the expanding shape of what is being supported. That is how a plant grows. There is not a stamp, a cut-out leaf, a leaf cutter within which that plant must grow into the shape of a leaf. The leaf grows by degrees, and its shape changes. As the vitality expands, the presence of the plant, the presence, the nature, the vivacity, and the energy flowing through that plant. You are all having your capacity, your capacitors increased. For as consciousness expands, so does, shall we say, the voltage of energy that you are running. And actually, as the voltage of energy expand, so too must new structures form to support new circuitry. Shall we say, yeah, I got that, yeah, okay. New circuitry evolves, new pathways form, expanded pathways to allow for the flow of more energy through your fields and along pathways where it has long been dormant. All of this depends upon the internal relationship between your inner masculine and your inner feminine, the yin and the yang, the formless and the tangible, the nebulous and the linear, and their relationship. And what defines the 5D from the 3D is when the relationship between those two poles ceases to be one of separation, but becomes one of unity. And that becomes one of unity when consciousness is aligned, first within the formlessness, first within beingness, first within the feminine. Except at this point, it is not. It is the oceanic. This is not a what is better, what comes first, what is first. This is a specific alchemy of realigning consciousness from duality back into unity, this point. And nothing should be read from this in terms of what does it mean? I'm getting these qualitative measurements and understandings of this kind of package I've got here as I'm speaking. So I'm saying, nor does it relate to gender, and I think what we know, but let's kind of listen again. We work with our channel while she brings through the words, so that this is this moment to pause to allow for that. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you see, beloved, that you are being reformed in such intricate and complex ways. And yet always we are calling you home to the heart and to the very simple in order to anchor you in the alignment with your center, with your true self, with your innate, inherent fullness and the vibratory activity of this, because it is in the simple the complex can reform itself. It is in the simple that all the encodements for how things should reform is contained. So although we speak on complexity, we advise, shall we say, simplicity. For this simplicity is what facilitates stability and enables harmony in the process of what are extraordinarily complex recalibrations happening now. Thank you very much for allowing us to come through and for being with this transmission. And it is always a delight and a joy. And we expand and our channel expands and our relationship between each other and between you expands every time we are invited to speak. We are the guides from Sirius and we we love you. We delight in your presence and our connection. Thank you. Till next time. Mm. So there's still like an enemy. I can feel the presence of them still here. The words have stopped, but there's still energy transmitting. So if you're with this, I would still stay with the how you feel on the inside. Give permission to receive only what's for you. That which is in integrity of unconditional love. I could take responsibility for bringing that through, but I think we should all take responsibility for receiving it at the other end as well. Why not? Not just in this situation, but in all, in any. We're all transmitting now. Everything is a transmission. What do we want to receive? What are we opening to? What are we not open to? And who is the I that's guarding us in that? Okay. Thank you so much. That was really lovely. More than I more than I thought we were going to bring through today. So thank you. Is there anything else? Okay. Apparently, yes. But just let's wrap it up now. Okay. So now it just feels like a few moments to be with all of the that's like the vibrations that might be moving in the body in the field, to give permission just for a few breaths now to let, to notice how we're feeling on the inside, but without naming those physical sensations or heart vibrations. I've been a lot moving around the heart. Just give a few moments to allow the vibrations to move in the heart or wherever you might be noticing them without naming them. Just see them as energy. Some energy is vibrating out of the field, more energy is expanding, recalibrations may be happening. And all we really need to do is be with the breath and notice and allow. Invite the higher self, love itself, whoever you call upon. Be the guardian of aligning what you're receiving with your highest good, with wholeness. Whatever your invocation would be in place of the one that is why with you. Yeah, so we're very, this is extended blueprint work, I'm aware of this. It's, okay, this is the energy work that supports expansion. And I can feel them opening up in all directions. It's almost like you take something and you allow it to stretch a little bit. That's kind of what the best analogy I can use for this. Okay, so you're invited to give permission for expansion and to, yeah, I see you've already kind of anchored in that we're allowing the truth of who we are to expand. What we're not is what's leaving. And invited to make that conscious choice to align with this expansion of wholeness, connectedness. And love, loving, relating lovingly. I'm just going to continue for as long as this work is here. The serious guides, they're very beautiful, they're technical, I find them so exciting. Oh, no. That's it then, it's time to go. I'm sorry that video cut out there. So I just felt that work stop, come to a close, but we're still staying with what's moving. I can feel that lovely, it's like a protective field coming in now to support and protect our energetic integration of what we've just been working with. It can leave us feeling a little tender in some cases, it might not. As we stay in our hearts and centers, what's being supported could be thought of simply as energetic expansion. That's nice and simple, anchoring kind of thought to take away. Right, that now feels okay. I'm just receiving the frequency. Like this is when the audio tones come through. That's a transmission. Oh, this is a grace transmission. Okay, love, thank you. Thank you so much. That was, it was really lovely to have you there for that. It was really nice to be connected for that within. This really is a gateway for expansion. There was a beautiful halo around the half moon last night. There was just this dark sky, half moon, and the biggest moon halo around it I have ever seen. And I thought, well, that's really on point, isn't it? Go steady, huh? And let's hope the next phase of this lunar phase we're in, from now until the full moon, where I've got the sense of gentle steps while we're acclimatizing to our expansion, but focusing on aligning with the joy as that engine of expansion within us and the love we have for each other in how we're relating. And the trust that's where we're creating from. It's so good to know that resonance of love, unconditional love, just dissolves conflict, dissolves everything less than its own frequency. More on that another time. Okay, guys, have a beautiful day or evening. I'm going to go and attend to my cat. Bye for now.
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Cash sessions, or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com and get in touch.